ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज दि ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन दि उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाय ब्रह्मन मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाय मी लेट देयर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन लेट देयर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी मे ऑल दि वर्च्यूज दैट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन दि उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी हु आई एम एंगेज्ड in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad, which is otherwise also called Bhumananda. In our last class, we studied the 15th section, known as the Prana Brahma or Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Same Hiranyagarbha thought individually is called prana, and the prana thought collectively is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is also known with another name called Sutratma. And this Upasaka who contemplates on Hiranyagarbha, the collective prana, becomes identified with Hiranyagarbha. That means every prana, every living creature becomes his own self. There will be no difference. That means he feels identity with every living creature and feels their joys, their unhappinesses at one level, at the individual level. But at the collective level, he only experiences joy. How could it be when so much of suffering in this world? Because just like any person who is watching a movie, however horrible, tragic the movie is, he knows that this is just an appearance, not a reality. Even when a person doesn't know what is the truth, who he or she is, it doesn't make him non-Brahman. He remains the same Brahman. Like a king, if he is dreaming that I have become a beggar, doesn't become a beggar, but his actions and reactions will be different so long as under that cloud of forgetfulness of his true status. So this is the advantage of it. But if somebody wants some secular worldly results, then all the happiness of Hiranyagarbha becomes his, and it is incomparable. So we know that every Upasaka, when he identifies with the Upasya, the object of his contemplation, he becomes that. That means whatever that person is, he becomes that. For example, when Sri Ramakrishna meditated upon Hanuman, he became an embodiment of Hanuman, which means he became an embodiment of Rama Bhakti. When Sri Ramakrishna meditated upon Radha, he became an embodiment of Krishna Bhakti. When Sri Ramakrishna meditated upon Mother Kali, he became an embodiment of Mother Kali. This is how we have to understand. So this prana doesn't know what is death. And this person who knows prana ever exists like Atman, along with the Atman, he will not suffer. Recollect, Sri Ramakrishna had witnessed the passing away of Akshay. Everybody was weeping because they thought he died. But what died? Only the body became incompetent and it doesn't serve anymore the purpose. But the prana or the Atman came out of Akshay like a sword being taken out of a scabbard. And so Sri Ramakrishna was laughing and everybody was weeping. But to teach him a lesson, how others feel, Sri Ramakrishna had to pay the price. After a few days, his heart was felt like someone was wringing a wet towel. So Sri Ramakrishna understood, at the collective level, there is no death, there is no sorrow. It is all a wonderful nataka, drama, leela, kala leela. But at the individual level, especially at the level of ignorance, it becomes only a mixture of happiness and unhappiness, and that is also the truth. It is not the truth, but people think that is the truth. So this is the benefit of one who contemplates Hiranyagarbha and becomes one with it. But for a sadhaka who wants to realize the truth, he is not satisfied. Now Narada, he was satisfied. So he did not come and ask like other times. But the Sadguru knows, just like when Narendra was taught by Sri Ramakrishna, everything is Brahman. One day the talk was intense. Sri Ramakrishna was literally boring into the brain of Narendranath. And then I don't know how many hours he bored him. And then Sri Ramakrishna went away. Then Narendra and Hajra went outside Sri Ramakrishna's room on the eastern veranda and started laughing uproariously. Yes, this mat is Brahman. This cat is Brahman. This rat is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Like that. Sri Ramakrishna heard that part and he understood. He was not a fool. He came out. How to convince him? Because teaching did not work. It only brought about ridicule. So he had to touch and give him a glimpse into that. This is not the first time, remember? On his second or third visit, Sri Ramakrishna touched him, wanted to give him everything. And Narendra reacted violently. What are you doing to me? My parents are in Calcutta. But this time, he did not comment because Ramakrishna overwhelmed him. And then he actually started seeing Brahman in everything. A few days passed and then he understood. What did Narendra understand? Every word that comes out of Ramakrishna's mouth is absolute truth. That is what is indicated here. A person who becomes what is called a realizer of Hiranyagarbha, he becomes Ativadi. Ativadi means whatever he utters is only truth. So that is what, now we have to go further. But before that, I want to give you some introduction. So in the following sections, right from the 16th, almost to the end, Sanat Kumara was trying to take Narada step by step, leading him to the realization of Brahman. Earlier I told you, until now, it was the realization of the Saguna Brahma. Now, that is fine. But from Saguna Brahma, one has to progress further. For that also, preparation is necessary. Narada was a Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannavan. He was a Adhikari Purusha, what Shankaracharya calls. He had Viveka. Viveka means all my studies, led me nowhere. I could not get peace. Vairagya. So he gave up reliance upon his knowledge. Then he approached the Sadguru, Samit Panihi, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. The Sanat Kumara was a Shrotriya and Brahmanishta. And then the only way is when he was asked, why did you come even after you had all that knowledge? He says, I don't have peace of mind. That means I am not a practical man. I am only a theoretical man. This is called learned ignorance in English language. Then the person, Sanat Kumara, taught him so many step by step, leading to the Saguna Brahma. So, in the following sections, this conversation between Sanat Kumara and Narada, through that, Upanishad wants to show that a seeker should go through several steps to become the real Ativadi. Because earlier he said that if you want to become an Ativadi, and Ativadi means a person who knows the highest truth and speaks nothing but the highest truth. He is called Ativadi. So what is the goal of Narada? He wanted to become real Ativadi. That is to say, I don't want anything excepting God realization. And to become real Ativadi, to obtain that title according to the Upanishad only, later on we don't get. This word, Sanskrit word Ativadi, is what is called too much talkative. A person who talks too much. And Sri Ramakrishna fits perfectly with this phrase, title. You look at the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Only a fraction of his talks were there. Whole life, he was only talking. Whomsoever he talks with, he will talk only about God. That was not recorded. Now, many years back, there was an edition of Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna where Sri Ramakrishna's words were printed in pure red color. And you will be astonished to say, descriptions and then connections. Accepting these things, everything, practically more than 90% of the Gospel is Sri Ramakrishna's words. This is what I funnily prefer to call it. Ativadi means too much of a talker. But really, too much talking is very necessary. When should it stop? It should stop only when a person realizes. But in the, that is the what is called superficial meaning of Ativadi, a person who talks too much. But the real secondary meaning, intended meaning, lakshyartha, not vachyartha, is a person who speaks truth, a person who experiences truth, who knows I am truth. Truth is another word for Brahman. I am Brahman, and he cannot speak anything excepting Brahman, because speaking about God alone is the real talk. Everything else is unnecessary, superfluous, misleading, and that is what we are all doing. So Narada understands that much. I would like to become an Ativadi, that means Satyavadi, that means Brahmavadi. Remember, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there were two women challengers to Yajnavalkya. Both of them were called Brahmavadinis. So Maitreyi, Gargi, both of them were Brahmavadinis. There were also Vachaknavi. Coming back, so Sanat Kumara had to lead Narada. From where? Not from the lower stage, but from the Saguna Brahma level to Nirguna Brahma level. And there are certain stages included there in the following sections, which we will see. These are called sadhana sections. Sadhana means spiritual practice. But here, do not forget, from the Saguna to the Nirguna, not from lowest step to Saguna. So let us briefly discuss about it. First, so he says to become Ativadi, what is required? Satyavadaha is required. Satyavada means what? Talking only about Satyam. Satyam has another name, Brahman. So
Brahma, Brahman's knowledge, Brahma Jnana, and Brahma Jnana can be obtained only by knowing I am Brahman. And this is the definition of knowledge, true knowledge. There is called informational knowledge and true knowledge. If a person, he is talking about a horse or a flower, and he doesn't love neither the horse nor the flower, that is called theoretical knowledge, knowledge obtained from gleaning through so many books written by other people. But supposing there is a horse lover, and a horse lover can establish communication with the horses, a dog lover can establish communications with a dog, anybody can establish communication with even plants, mountains, rivers, anything. And that very few people know about it. A little bit researchers have revealed to us. So, to know that I am Satyavadi, I am a Brahmavadi, I must realize Brahman. Then only I become a speaker of Brahman, superior speaker, because he who talks about the highest knowledge, he is a superior talker. So, Brahman talker is the superior talker. Then, naturally, I would like to become a Satyavadi. I would like to become Ativadi. But for to become Ativadi, I must become Satyavadi. And to become Satyavadi, what is required? Vijnanam, Vishesha Jnanam is required. And let me become a Vijnani. Satyavada to Satya Vijnanam. Then how can I become a Satya Vijnani? Sanat Kumara says, for that you require manana. So what is leading? This is the basis for Advaitic practice. Advaita can be understood only when we understand four steps. First of all, to understand Advaita properly, one should become an adhikari, a fit person. A fit person in Sanskrit is called adhikari, a fit person. And adhikari should become a discriminative person, a dispassionate person, person with control of the body and mind, and finally he must have intense yearning for Brahman realization or God realization. Eveka, Vairagya, Shamadamadi Shatka Sampatti, and Mumukshutvam. Then he approaches the Guru. That is the first step. What does the Guru do? If the Guru doesn't find this person is really fit, then we get in the 8th chapter of this very Chandogya Upanishad, the dialogue between Prajapati and Indra. So, 32 years plus 5 years. Tapasya. What is tapasya? You have not become fit. You must become fit. Then just remember, 32 years, if your guru tells you, then either you may die or guru may die. Who knows? It will take several janmas. So, what is the first thing? Shravanam. What is Shravanam? Mahavakya Shravanam. What is Mahavakya Shravanam? The guru gives the mantra, Tattvamasi. And then the person has to realize. Upon realization, then the person can claim Aham Brahmasmi. And if he happens to come back from that state of realization to the secular world, he is called Jivan Mukta, then the next Mahavakyam will be automatically available for him. What is that Mahavakyam? Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Whatever he says, just like a knowing person, he looks at any number of pots, says this is nothing but clay. Another person looks at thousands of ornaments, it is nothing but gold, etc. So this is Shravana, that is the second step. What is the third step? After that, he should go on thinking about it. It's called churning, manana, mathana, manana. Like Dathi, Kshirasagara, Mathana, so goes on. only in Kshirasagara is churned. First comes poison. What is poison? Terrible dislike. I have to leave. Every attachment to the world, mother, father, wife, husband, family, everything, my favorite foods, everything I have to give up. And that is true poison. And then who can help us? Only Shiva can help. What is Shiva? Shiva means discriminative knowledge. Shiva alone can drink the poison. And then every doubt that comes acts like a poison. What does a doubt do? Not allow us to move forward, or rather even takes us back. So the second step is Shravanam. Third step is Mananam. Until the last vestige of the doubt completely disappears. Meanwhile, he has to develop. Why all these doubts come? Because he has become adhikari, not perfect adhikari, probably 50% adhikari, then to acquire those other 50% and become complete, he has to go on doing sadhana, and that is what is called the fourth step, nididhyasanam. And we don't need to obtain brahmagnanam because we have to only to remove the curtain that is hiding my own nature. So these are the four steps according to Advaita Vedanta. And same thing, only according to Ramanuja, according to the path of devotion, six steps have to be implemented. What is that? I will do what pleases the Lord. I will never even think of doing what displeases Him. And then I will have the knowledge. Only God can save me. Then I choose God, then I transfer all my I-ness, my-ness unto God, which is called Nyasa or Bhara, Bhara Samarpana, Nyasa. And then the last step is, all this is possible, any sadhana is possible, even the desire for spiritual life is possible, only because of God's grace. That is what called Kripana. Means the highest humility, that I have been able to get this only because God made it possible for me. This is the devotee's terminology for the same four steps. So Sanat Kumara says, you have to do Mananam. And this Mananam has been given a special name here. It is called Mati. In this particular chapter, it is called Mati. Mati means the ability to think deeply. So, from Vijnanam, so the next step is how to get Vijnanam, Mati, Manana. First to Shravana, and Shravana gives Vijnanam, and then Mananam will come. Mananam means churning, inquiry, diving deep. Inquiry into what? If Brahmagnanam is required, we have to inquire into the where do we get about the knowledge of Brahman? You don't get it from anywhere. No worldly knowledge can give. Only one, Pramanam. Pramanam means right means of obtaining this Vijnanam. Brahmagnanam is from the scriptures. That there is no death. There are other worlds than earth. And higher worlds contain higher happiness. Ascendingly higher and higher happiness. And lower worlds, descendingly, more and more suffering. And after death, a person, according to his actions done in many previous births, not one previous birth, he will obtain appropriate world of experience. This is called Karma Siddhanta in normal terms. So all this knowledge we cannot get just looking. Otherwise, why this person is born with a diamond spoon, other person is born in the streets. And if you happen to have news about what is called North American states, like Mexico and other states, where these people are treated worse than animals and killed outright, what they call the drug masters, they go on killing. How many thousands and thousands they kill mercilessly? Why is a child who did not seem to have done anything to deserve it should have been born there? So those knowledge we will not get excepting through Shastra Pramana. And the same Shastra also tells us that the word that you are Brahman and we cannot get it. Then there would be some persons who believe in it and then they practice and they realize such a person deserves to be called a guru or a teacher, an authentic teacher. And guru, shastra, vakyeshu, shraddha, satya buddhi, avadharana. They are absolute truth. So that is what inquiry has to be done into the shastras. So inquiry, who is Brahman? Who am I? And what is the relationship between me? What does the scripture teach, tell about my nature? So this is called matihi or inquiry into the Shastra Pramana. That's why he says, the Shastra Upanishad says, this mati requires something else. That is called nishtha. And what is nishtha? Guru Sushrusha. Remember, in the Bhagavad Gita, tad vidhi, tad jnanam vidhi, pranipatena, pariprashnena, sivaya. Three conditions. Pariprashna, but it should be arranged properly. First, pranipata, complete self-surrender. Sevaya, then you go on pleasing the guru, because guru should be looked upon as a spiritual target. He is God, Acharya Devo Bhava. Then only other devas will come in, step in. Then he will teach out of his kindness when he knows we are ready. When the field is ready, the seed will come by itself. That is what he said. So he has to serve. That is most important. So Shraddha means what? Guru Sushrusha. Then he will explain everything. Then we know that is the truth, at least truth, knowledge about the truth. Then that Shraddha, that faith, that what my teacher told me, the scriptures are telling, because Guru is none other than scriptures personified. What does it say? That I must inquire into that. And this inquiry finally leads to knowledge. So knowledge will lead to talking. Talking will lead to mukti. And after that only, he becomes ativadi. So therefore, nistishtha, that is, be firmly established once you decided the ideal. Like Kalabhairava's image, do not think anything else. This is also called Kutichaka. And then, what is this desire? This desire for obtaining knowledge, who am I? And what is this? Why should I inquire into to know who am I? Because I am searching. Searching for what? Ananda. This search for Ananda is called the desire to get rid of all sorts of suffering, unhappiness, etc. So, this desire for realization of Brahman, which leads to Brahmananda, which leads to Sat Chit Ananda, will drive this sadhaka to go through all these steps. So, ultimately, what for do we want? Brahma Jnanam or Ishvara Jnanam? Because we hope to attain infinite Anandam, which is called Bhumanandam. So everything must lead only to that. This is the background for the next few sections. And one thing very important here, for the next few sections, until we come to the crux of the matter at the very end, every section has got only one mantra. That's all. Not two, three or four, only one mantra. So with this background, let us delve deep into the next section, which is section 16. Why? Because section 15 is called Prana Brahmopasana. So, what does this 16th section mantra say? Eshatuva ativadati yah satyena ativadati. Soham Bhagavaha satyena ativadan iti. Satyam tyeva vijignasitavyam iti. Satyam bhagavo vijignasa iti. So, O Narada, I told you earlier, one who knows the truth, he becomes an ativadi, means truth speaking. The knowledge about highest knowledge only he speaks. A knower of Brahman cannot speak anything else excepting Brahman. A knower of knowledge cannot talk anything excepting God. Sri Ramakrishna tells, in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, we get it, that when the Kundalini reaches the state of what is called the Vishuddha Chakra in the throat, he doesn't want to speak anything excepting God. Where people talk worldly things, he feels like somebody has taken a sword and cutting him to pieces. When Sri Ramakrishna came to Varanasi and he was lodged near Kedar Ghat and Madhur Babu brought him there, he was looking after him wonderfully well, exceedingly well, no doubt about it. But they were talking in the parlor, only rubbish. Sri Ramakrishna wept, "Mother, I was so much better in Panchavati. If I had to listen, I used to run away to the Panchavati, etc. But here there is no place to run. Probably there is not, there is a toilet also is attached only. I don't know. So why did you bring me here?" Here, Sri Ramakrishna is experiences we can apply. Every step we have to apply. So he who knows the truth, he cannot speak anything else excepting truth. So satyena adivadati. Only he who knows the truth, he will speak only the truth. Naturally, that was the statement of Sanat Kumar. Immediately, Narada catches on. Soham Bhagavaha satyena ativadani iti. So, Bhagavan, I would like to be a speaker of truth. Then, Sanat Kumara says to Narada, satyam tveva vijignasitavyam iti. There, but, O Narada, you will have to realize that satyam. Vijignasitavyam means seek it out and become one with the truth. In this world, we have to note down, truth, there is a worldly truth. Here is a tree, and I know everybody knows it is a mango tree. That is the truth about the tree. But that truth, I am not becoming the tree. I remain separate. The tree remains separate. Everything remains separate. But when a person attains to the para satyam, para jnanam, Brahman, then that means it is infinite. And when a person becomes infinite, there is absolutely nothing else which is separate from him, different from him, away from him. He becomes one. And infinity is one or two. There is only one. There is no dvaitam in infinity. So, small infinity, big infinity, nothing like that. This is the mantra, only one mantra. Satyam bhagavo vijignasa. Please teach me how to realize satyam. Means how to become. Realization always means becoming one. God realization means becoming one with God. So, eshatuva ativadati. That was the previous statement. So, ativadana. It is also called transcendent speech. It is an expression of transcendent knowledge. Only one who has is paragnanam, brahmagnanam. His speech also consists of only paragnanam. There is no other way. Supreme knowledge. And supreme knowledge, in that supreme state, knowledge and satyam, they are not separate. Remember, this mango tree, that is the perfect knowledge of the mango tree. And that is satyam. That is the truth. But I don't become the mango tree. But when I say about God, I become God. This difference we always have to keep whenever we are talking about either paragnana ఆర్ విజ్ఞాన, విశేష జ్ఞాన ఆర్ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞాన టు బి మోర్. గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ మీన్స్ వాట్? గాడ్ ఎలోన్ ఈజ్ రియల్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ రియలైజేషన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ రియల్, గాడ్ ఎలోన్ ఈజ్ రియల్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ రియలైజేషన్. సో ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ స్పీచ్ ఈజ్ ఐడెంటికల్ విత్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ట్రూత్. ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ బ్రహ్మన్, అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ స్పీచ్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మ, అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మ. ఇఫ్ ఎట్ ఆల్ ది పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు స్పీక్, హీ కెనాట్ స్పీక్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఏ మ్యాడ్ పర్సన్, హీ హెస్ అప్టైన్డ్ ది హైయెస్ట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు టెల్ టు హిజ్ బిలవ్డ్ పీపుల్. వాట్ డూ యూ థింక్? విల్ హీ టాక్ రబ్బిష్? హీ విల్ ఓన్లీ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ది హైయెస్ట్ హ్యాపీనెస్, ఐ వాంట్ టు టాక్ ఓన్లీ అబౌట్ ఇట్. బికాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గివ్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ గ్రేట్ జాయ్, దట్ ఎలోన్ హీ స్పీక్స్. నోటీస్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ, ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ గెట్స్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఆనంద ఫ్రమ్ ఈటింగ్ ఫుడ్, హీ విల్ బికమ్ ఓన్లీ ఫుడ్ టాకర్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై పీపుల్, అమెరికన్స్ ఆర్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ సమ్ వేస్. సో దే దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ సర్టిఫై దెమ్సెల్వ్స్, ఐ ఆమ్ ఫుడీ. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఐ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్డ్ ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫుడ్. సో అప్లై దిస్ హియర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఏ ట్రాన్సెండెంట్ మీన్స్ పరాజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో అవర్ స్పీచ్ షుడ్ బి బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్. అండ్ లెట్ అస్ నోట్ ఇట్ హియర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ రియల్ ట్రూత్ స్పీకింగ్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? దిస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్. నౌ అండ్ దెన్ ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ వాట్ ఆర్ ది ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్స్. సీ, యు ఆస్క్ సంబడి అండ్ దెన్ సే, హ్యావ్ యూ సీన్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్? ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ సర్చ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఎక్స్ వై జెడ్. ఎస్ ఎస్, ఐ హవ్ సీన్ జస్ట్ ఫ్యూ మినిట్స్ బ్యాక్, హీ ఈజ్ దేర్ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ హౌస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ దట్ రెస్టారెంట్. ఈజ్ హీ స్పీకింగ్ ట్రూత్ ఆర్ నాట్? ఎస్, హీ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ ట్రూత్. బట్ వాట్ ట్రూత్? రిలేటివ్ ట్రూత్, వరల్డ్లీ ట్రూత్, సెక్యులర్ ట్రూత్. దేర్ బై ఈజ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ బై హియరింగ్ అండ్ ది పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్, డూ దే బికమ్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ దట్ పర్సన్? నో, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సెక్యులర్ ట్రూత్, సపరేట్ ట్రూత్, డిఫరెంట్ ట్రూత్, అండ్ హీఈస్ కన్వేయింగ్ ఇట్. దేర్ బై నథింగ్ హ్యాడ్ హ్యాపెన్డ్ టు ఐదర్ ది స్పీకర్ ఆర్ ది లిజనర్. బట్ లుక్ ఎట్ హియర్, ఎ పర్సన్ ఎ రియల్ ట్రూత్ స్పీచ్, ఇట్ ఆల్వేస్ హెల్ప్స్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్, ప్రొవైడెడ్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ది రెసిపియంట్ ఆల్సో మస్ట్ బి ఎ ఫిట్ రెసిపియంట్. అదర్వైజ్ రామకృష్ణ వుడ్ టెల్ గో అండ్ సీ ది బిల్డింగ్స్. సో ట్రూ స్పీచ్, దిస్ ఇస్ ది పాయింట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్. రియల్ ట్రూత్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆల్వేస్ బ్రింగ్స్ రియాలిటీ నియరర్. అండ్ ఎ గురు స్పీక్స్ ఓన్లీ వాట్ ఈస్ రియల్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ బ్రింగ్స్ అస్ నియరర్ టు ట్రూత్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై సమ్టైమ్స్ వెన్ ది గురు అట్టర్స్ ది వర్డ్ దట్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ రియల్ డివోషన్, యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రోగ్రెసింగ్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్, అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఏ హిపోక్రిట్, అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఏ ఫుడ్ లవర్ ఆర్ సెక్స్ లవర్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా, ఇట్స్ వెరీ పెయిన్ఫుల్ టు హియర్. ఈవెన్ దో ది పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ హియరింగ్ హీ ఎకనాలజెస్ వాట్ యూ సే ఇస్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్, డజంట్ వాంట్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, హిజ్ ఎగ్ హర్ట్. సారీ, వన్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ స్వామీస్ హూ వాజ్ ఇన్ ది వెస్టర్న్ కంట్రీస్, యు నో వాట్ వీ కాల్ హియర్ కర్డ్స్, దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యోగర్ట్, అండ్ హీ యూజ్ టు మిస్ప్రొనౌన్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎగ్ హర్ట్, అండ్ ఐ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఈగో హర్ట్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ అవర్ ఈగో, ఈవెన్ దో ట్రూత్ వీ హియర్, అవర్ ఈగో బికమ్స్ హర్ట్ అండ్ వీ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు సీ దట్ పర్సన్స్ ఫేస్ అగైన్. ఆన్ ది కాంట్రరీ, సంబడి స్పీక్స్ హైలీ అప్రిషియేటివ్ ఆఫ్ అస్, నోబడి రియల్లీ అప్రిషియేట్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్, దెర్ ఈస్ నో లవ్, ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఫేక్ లవ్. సో ఎనీబడి స్పీక్స్ వీ ఆర్ హైలీ ప్లీజ్డ్, ఈవెన్ దో వీ ఆల్సో నో ది అదర్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో నోస్ హీ డజంట్ అప్రిషియేట్ అస్. హోమ్ డస్ హీ అప్రిషియేట్? ఓన్లీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ హర్ సెల్ఫ్. నోబడి అప్రిషియేట్స్ ఎనీబడి ఎల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. వీ ఆర్ ది ఓన్లీ పరమ సత్యాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఎవ్రీబడి ఎల్స్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా ఓన్లీ. యూ గో టు డాగ్స్, దట్స్ వెరీ గుడ్. ఐ డోంట్ కేర్. సో రియల్ ట్రూత్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆన్ ది కంట్రరీ బ్రింగ్స్ ది హియరర్ వన్ స్టెప్ or 2 steps or 10 steps nearer to truth, because that is the power of real truth speech. So only then such a speech is real speech, and it manifests itself as reality, because his speech in fact is satyam. Satyam means reality. Therefore, truth and knowledge are identical. Let us not forget. So recollect, ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram, ritam. We have seen in the Taittiriya Upanishad, ritam cha svadhyaya pravachane. So everything it goes, ritam and satyam. What is ritam? Knowledge as it is, without adulteration, is called ritam. What is truth? Implementing that truth in our day-to-day life is called satyam. So, ritam and satyam. Our speech becomes true only when it is based on the knowledge of the truth. And that is why a great scientist, a great musician is honored, because they become one with the scientific knowledge or knowledge or music, etc. This is what Sanat Kumara means, Esha Tuva. Then Narada asks, Bhagavan, I wish I would be like that. Soham Bhagavaha Satyena Ativadan Iti, says Narada. Please instruct me into this mystery, how I can become a Satyavadi. Ativadi, from Ativadi to Satyavadi. You want a knowledge what is tuned up with reality, but you must know what reality or truth is. So Narada, it is very good intention of yours, but if you want to speak the truth, you must first of all know what is the truth. Unless we know what truth is, how can we try to identify our knowledge with the truth? Only when we have clear conception of what is meant by truth, only then can we have an aspiration, a goal for identifying our knowledge with the truth, identifying our knowledge with the truth, knowing truth and speaking truth. This is the essence of the 16th chapter. Then, Bhagavan, Master, I would like to know what truth is. Satyam Bhagavo Vijignasasva Iti. Vijignasa means Vijignasasva. Teach me how I can be after the quest of the truth. So that is what happens here. So, then the 17th chapter comes here, and it has got again one mantra only. So what does he say? In reply to Narada, Sanat Kumara says, first of all, you want to become Ativadi, which means Satyavadi. Then without knowing Satyam, then you cannot become Satyavadi. And what can lead me to the knowledge of Satyam? So he says, truth depends upon understanding. This is the 17th section of the 7th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad, which ultimately the goal is to lead Narada to Brahmananda. Here in 7th chapter, it is called Bhumananda. So, yadavai vijanati atha satyam vadati. Unless a person knows what is satyam, he cannot speak satyam. So, it looks that we are in a vicious circle. I can't speak about truth unless I know the truth. And unless I know the truth, I cannot speak the truth. No, it is perfectly logical. It is step by step. If I want to speak the truth, simple example I am telling. Suppose somebody can prepare a recipe very beautifully. 1,000 people may try to prepare the same recipe, but one person prepares. It is so nice that you can never forget it. That is the unforgettable experience. Like that it comes. Then you inquire, who is that person? So I must go and then find out that person, and then, if possible, learn it from him and experiment it any number of times until it becomes an automated process. So truth has to be known as it is and not as it appears. Why are so many religions quarreling with each other And everybody claims my religion alone is the true religion. It appears. They also seem to be 100% convinced about it. If you are speaking the truth, and earlier remember, truthful speech always leads to greater unity, less conflict, and nearer to God. And what is the result of this type of so-called truth, that my religion alone is true? It leads to terrible conflict and death, murder, genocide, wherever you see, whether it is Christianity or Islam. Is Hinduism free from it? Just look at your history. How much we have not physically killed directly, but indirectly by suppressing people. This was the fact Swami Vivekananda had discovered during his wanderings. So one has to know the truth, and only a truth seeker will really become a truth speaker. But that is later on. So one has to know what is the truth. And this is the subject matter of the 17th. There are wonderful points. We will talk about them in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhu. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.